Well, it isn't Rogers, said Lombard. He's not clever enough, and his wife was one of the victims.
I've known a number of people who murdered their wives, said the judge. We don't know that Rogers and his wife really murdered their employer. Perhaps he told a lie on the record, so there was a crime for each of us.
All right, said Lombard. One of us, of all seven of us, is the killer.
There can be no exceptions. We must look at the facts, said the judge. Who had the possibility of killing all three victims?
This is more interesting, said Blaw, and his eyes shone. When Marston was poisoned, we were all there, except perhaps Rogers. Mrs. Rogers? It was easy for the doctor or for Mr. Rogers to poison her.
Dr. Armstrong jumped up, shaking.
I gave the woman an ordinary...
Dr. Armstrong?
A small, cold voice stopped him.
Naturally you're angry, but we're looking at the facts. Are there any other possible poisoners? Let's think. Marston and Lombard lifted her onto the sofa. Rogers went to get the drink. Most of us went to the next room to find out about the voice. Miss Brent was alone in the room with Mrs. Rogers.
Emily Brent put down her wool.
Oh, this is stupid.
But these are the facts,
continued the judge.
Then Rogers came in with the drink and gave it to her. Dr. Armstrong and her husband helped her upstairs to bed, and the doctor gave her some medicine. Left upstairs, Mrs. Rogers slept. But if somebody went up with more medicine on the doctor's orders, she probably took it.
Yes, it's possible, said Armstrong. So, we're all still possible killers, said Blaw.
Let's think about the time of General MacArthur's murder,
the judge continued.
I spent the morning in the garden.